Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who had a baby brother who loved apple juice and swimming lessons. Before I go any further, I should let you know, in case you can't tell by that opening line, that while all the other stories from Tales from the Lily Pad are civilized and generally in good taste, as if written to improve the intellects and the moral constitutions of young listeners, this one is not. This story is in poor taste, and it will use the word pee 21 times. Not pee like peas and carrots, and not pee like the letter P, but pee like when you go potty. This story is about that kind of pee, and it contains a lot of it. So if you don't like stories that are unrefined, inappropriate, or undignified, or if you are shocked and offended by the use of the word pee and a story that is mostly about pee, you should stop listening now. Please be warned, we are only a few sentences in, and already I've said pee 8 times. The little girl whose baby brother loved apple juice and swimming lessons hated driving in the car. It was the most boring thing she could think of. But because the little girl's school and her baby brother's daycare and her home and the swimming pool where her baby brother took mommy and me swimming lessons were so far apart from each other, the little girl had to sit in the back seat of the car with her baby brother while her mother drove and drove and drove through the city for hours every day. All she had to entertain herself was a juice box, 3 dull crayons, and a unicorn stuffy with impossibly huge eyes. Her little brother was no fun. The car made him sleepy, and he was either drinking apple juice from his sippy cup or he was fast asleep. One time, when they arrived at swimming lessons, something interesting happened, though. When her mother unbuckled her baby from his car seat, she found that his diaper had overflowed and leaked all over the car seat. She had to change his clothes. They were soaked through with pee right there in the parking lot, and she had to find some way to clean up the rest of the pee. She used her swimming towel, and so she didn't have a clean one after lessons. They all had to share one towel. Okay, so it wasn't that interesting, but you have to understand that the little girl was really, really bored in the back seat of the car, so it was at least more interesting than the usual. "I'm going to give you a little job, honey," the mother said to her little girl. "I'm going to ask you to let me know from now on if your baby brother's diaper is leaking when you're in the back seat of the car." Well, Monday went by. Tuesday went by, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday went by, and Saturday and Sunday went by, and it was time for swimming lessons again. They drove and drove and drove, and the baby sipped apple juice and had a nap, and nothing at all interesting happened except that the little girl remembered about the mess last week and that her mother said she had a job to do. She checked her baby brother's diaper. It wasn't leaky. So on and on and on they drove, as the little girl began to wonder, though, what her mother might do if she said the baby's diaper was leaking. Her curiosity started out teeny tiny enough, but it grew, and it grew, and it grew until she found herself saying, "Mommy, baby's diaper is really leaky." "Oh, no," said the mother. And she changed lanes, pulled into the parking lot of a donut shop, stopped the car, unbuckled her seatbelt, opened the driver's side door, ran around to the other side of the car, opened the back seat door, unbuckled her baby, lifted him out of his car seat, patted his bottom, and said, "What? His diaper isn't leaky at all." "Oh," said the little girl, "I guess I was wrong." The mother narrowed her eyes at her little girl. She buckled her baby back into his car seat. She got back into the driver's seat. She buckled herself in. She started the engine, pulled out of the parking lot and back into traffic, and she drove. and drove until they were at the swimming pool. Well, Monday went by, and Tuesday went by, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, and it was time for swimming lessons again. So they drove and drove and drove, and the baby sipped apple juice and had a nap, and nothing at all happened except that the little girl remembered about how last week she'd said that the baby's diaper was leaky, even though it wasn't, and her mother pulled the car into the donut shop parking lot. And wouldn't it be so nice to stop for donuts before going swimming? Well, she checked her baby brother's diaper. It wasn't leaky, so on and on and on they drove until the little girl saw the sign for the donut shop approaching fast, and she began to wonder maybe her mother would think donuts were a good idea if she stopped, checked the baby's diaper, and smelled the donuts from the car. Well, her donut craving started out teeny tiny, but it grew, and it grew fast until she found herself saying, "Mommy, baby's diaper is really leaky." "Oh, no," said the mother. And she changed lanes, pulled into the parking lot of the donut shop, stopped the car, unbuckled her seatbelt, opened the driver's side door, ran around to the other side of the car, opened the back seat door, unbuckled her baby, lifted him out of his car seat, patted his bottom, and said, "What? His diaper isn't leaky at all." "Oh," said the little girl, "I guess I was wrong. Maybe should we get donuts?" "I don't think so," said the mother. "I have healthy snacks packed, and we need to be on time for swimming lessons. Do not tell me the baby's diaper is leaky when it is not." The mother narrowed her eyes at her little girl. She buckled her baby back into his car seat. She got back into the driver's seat, buckled herself in, started the engine, pulled out of the parking lot and back into traffic, and drove and drove and drove until they were at the swimming pool. Well, Monday went by, and Tuesday went by, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. They drove, drove, and drove to swimming lessons once more, and the baby sipped apple juice and had a nap, and nothing happened, except that the little girl remembered about how last week she'd said that the baby's diaper was leaky even though it wasn't, and her mother pulled the car into the donut shop parking lot. And what would happen if she said it a third time? Would her mother believe her? Again? Would her mother stop the car? Again? Did her mother even care about her? At all? She fussed over the baby morning, noon, and night, but did she fuss over her little girl? No, not at all. Did she buy her little girl donuts instead of healthy snacks like all the best mummies in the world obviously did for their little girls? No, she did not. All the mother ever did for the little girl was give her apple juice and three dull crayons and expect her to amuse herself for hours and hours on end with nothing but a sleeping baby and a unicorn stuffy with impossibly large eyes for company. And before the little girl even thought about it, she found herself saying, "Mommy, baby's diaper is really leaky." "Oh no," said the mother. And she changed lanes, pulled into the parking lot of an electronic repair shop, stopped the car, unbuckled her seatbelt, opened the driver's side door, ran around to the other side of the car, opened the back seat door, unbuckled her baby, lifted him out of his car seat, patted his bottom, and said, "His diaper isn't leaky at all." "Oh," said the little girl. Well, the mother didn't say anything at all this time, and that kind of unnerved the little girl. She just buckled her baby back into his car seat. She got back into the driver's seat, buckled herself in. She started the engine, pulled out of the parking lot, and back into traffic. Well, as she did, a big truck almost swerved into another big truck, and the driver laid on the horn, which saved everyone, so no one was hurt, not at all. But the sound startled the little girl's baby brother awake, and he began to cry. Crying was a terrible sound, and the little girl wanted it to stop immediately. So she gave her baby brother her three dull crayons, her unicorn stuffy with the impossibly large eyes, and her apple juice box until his cries turned to giggles and sips. But when he was done the apple juice, well, the little girl smelled a particular smell, and she heard a particular sound that made her think his diaper might be leaking. Well, it really was. There was a little puddle of pee at the bottom of his car seat, and it looked like it might begin to drip onto the floor. And the little girl thought, "Hey, I better tell my mom. Mommy, baby's diaper is really leaky. But this time, the mother did not change lanes. She did not pull into a parking lot, and she did not unbuckle her seatbelt. She did not stop the car. She continued to drive, narrowing her eyes at the little girl in her rearview mirror. "Mummy," said the little girl, "baby's diaper is really, really leaky." And it was. The pee was beginning to gush over the sides of the baby's car seat and onto the floor of the back seat of the car. The pee began to fill the bottom of the car without letting up, and to the little girl's horror, the level began to rise higher and higher towards the bottom of the little girl's shoes. "Mommy," said the little girl, "baby's diaper is really, really, really leaky." But the mother just kept driving, narrowing her eyes even more at that little girl in her rearview mirror, so that the little girl was a bit worried her mother might not be able to see the road very well. And if that wasn't bad enough, that pee kept rising and rising until it filled the entire back seat of the car, and the little girl was worried she and her little brother might drown. Well, the pee came all the way up to their waists, and you wouldn't think it would be possible, but her little baby brother just kept peeing and peeing. He was happily splashing the unicorn with the impossibly large eyes around in the pee that came all the way up to their shoulders now. "Ooh-ooh-corn swimming," said the baby, and the pee rose and rose towards their chins. Well, at last they reached the swimming pool, and the mother pulled into the parking lot, and she parked the car and unbuckled her seatbelt, opened her driver's side door, walked around to the other side of the car, and opened the back seat door. Well, imagine her surprise when all that pee gushed out of the car door and flooded the parking lot around her. And the moral of the story, well, is so obvious that I probably don't have to tell you. Always keep your word. I said I'd say pee 21 times, and I did, because I'm faithful to my word, and so should you be.